Coming up next on Lutheran Radio UK.
Faith That Functions with Pastor Gordon Naumann.
Hi everyone. If you're just tuning in, this is Lutheran Radio UK. Welcome. You're about to hear yet another episode of the series called Faith That Functions. Today we're going to look at Jeremiah chapter 33, verses 14 to 16. This is the text for the first Sunday in Advent. From the English Standard Version, our text reads, "Behold, the days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will fulfill the promise I made to the house of Israel and the house of Judah. In those days and at that time, I will cause a righteous branch to spring up for David, and he shall execute justice and righteousness in the land. In those days Judah will be saved, and Jerusalem will dwell securely, and this is the name by which it will be called, The Lord is our righteousness." What shakes up your world? What makes you uneasy and anxious? An unstable stock market, perhaps? World events or natural disasters such as the ridiculous floods that have occurred in the States of late, such as Hurricane Sandy? A worrying report from your doctor, perhaps, as he gives you an update on your bill of health? Each of us is no doubt shaken in different ways by different developments in our lives. But whatever our anxieties, we can rely on God. One who knew this well was Jeremiah. He understood our condition. He too was shaken by a number of things in this world. First, God had called him to be a prophet and to speak God's word in a time when people refused and resented God's messengers. At least twice there were attempts on his life. The refusal and violent reaction to his message caused him great anguish. Jeremiah shares his frustration with us when he prays to God. "O Lord, you have deceived me, and I was deceived. You are stronger than I, and you have prevailed. I have become a laughingstock all the day. Everyone mocks me. For whenever I speak, I cry out, I shout, violence and destruction. For the word of the Lord has become for me a reproach and derision all day long. If I say I will not mention him or speak any more in his name, there is in my heart as it were a burning fire shut up in my bones, and I am weary with holding it in, and I cannot." Jeremiah 20. Thus, at the center of Jeremiah's life, his very vocation, there was tension and rejection. And then, if the inner turmoil of his life was not enough, his world on the outside was about to collapse. The Babylonians, led by Nebuchadnezzar, were about to conquer Jerusalem and enslave its people. The glory of Jerusalem, Solomon's temple, would be flattened. Jeremiah was at the crossroads of this inner and outer world. He was called to announce that this would all happen because the people had so completely rejected God, who had given them the land, the temple, Zion, and Jerusalem. What a situation. However unsettled we might be and whatever shakes us up in life, these forces do not surpass the internal and external challenges that faced Jeremiah. Into such a shaken world, God sends a remarkable word for Jeremiah and for each one of us. "In those days and at that time I will cause a righteous branch to spring up for David, and he shall execute justice and righteousness in the land. In those days Judah will be saved, and Jerusalem will dwell securely. And this is the name by which it will be called, The Lord is our righteousness." A calming, healing word. A restoring, refreshing word. A certain word. Indeed, it is more than a word. It is a change in reality. Jeremiah describes the coming of the one who would reverse the curse of the Israelites because of their situation where they were in such apostasy and idolatry. The Jerusalem that would experience violence, bloodshed, anguish, and enslavement would once again dwell in security and enjoy wonderful prosperity. God's blessings would be lavished upon her. This great reversal would be brought about by the presence of the one who would bring justice and righteousness, David's seed, Jesus. It is he who fulfills this wonderful word precisely as Jeremiah promised. It is he who made them, and also the one who makes us feel secure. You're listening to Faith That Functions with me, Pastor Gordon Nauman. We'll take a break now, and when we come back, we will continue with more on what it is for Christ to have come to fulfill God's word of when all around us feels like a curse, loss. Jesus brings hope. The promise of the Messiah brought hope to the people of Jeremiah, and he brings hope to you and me. Thank you for listening. This is Lutheran Radio UK. Again, I'm Pastor Gordon Nauman, and this is Faith That Functions.
If you like what you're listening to, then let your contacts know about Lutheran Radio UK. Use the Spread the Word function on our website, lutheranradio.co.uk, and tell your friends on Facebook and Twitter. Alternatively, you can write the emails of your contacts in the Tell a Friend field at the bottom of our main page, and we'll send them a personalized invitation to listen. Help us to proclaim the good news of Christ by telling others about Lutheran Radio UK. And don't forget to subscribe to our newsletter, and we will keep you right up to date about our programs.
If you would like to know more about the Evangelical Lutheran Church of England, then visit our website, www.lutheran.co.uk. On our comprehensive website, you can learn more about us, what we believe, and where we are, with direct links to all our congregations in England, Wales, and Scotland. We offer a schedule of all the activities that we're engaged with, and which you can attend to get to know more about our Lord Jesus Christ. Should you be interested, you can also find out more about Lutheran theology and Westfield House, the Theological College of the ELCE. If you would like to support our work, you can use our secured link. Visit www.lutheran.co.uk. ELCE, the Evangelical Lutheran Church of England.
Thank you for listening to Lutheran Radio UK. We hope that you are enjoying our program, because it's all about Christ and to all God's people.
Before the break, we were talking about the concept that we are saved now and forever, not just because we are living in a world wrought with the consequences of sin, hurricanes, floods, and the like, but because we will be freed from sin for all eternity through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. If you, the listener, have any questions or comments, send an email to info@lutheranradio.co.uk. Back to the sermon. Security. Profound and permanent security is yours and mine in Christ Jesus. And you are in him not by your own effort, not by your own achievement, not by something you did or did not do. You are in him in David's seed because you were joined to his death and to his resurrection in your baptism. His death has done away with Israel's sin, Judah's sin, your and my sin. His resurrection has given you life that is in God, in the Father, in the Son, and in the Holy Spirit, just as the triune name was spoken over you. Now even death cannot conquer you. You need not be anxious of the Hurricane Sandys of this world, for your life is secure in the life of God. Jesus' word is certain. I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live, and everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this? John 11. And our answer with Jeremiah, with Martha, when Jesus spoke these words to her is, yes, Lord, I believe. Yet along with the father who wanted Jesus to cast out the demon spirit from his child, we too cry out, help my unbelief. Help me when things all around me seem uncertain, when the ground beneath me literally at times crumbles because it is too dry or cracked or flooded. Help me, because I cannot help myself. Indeed, who else can we ask? Sometimes it feels like if we find the right counselor or senator or official or doctor or consultant, our problems can be solved. But sometimes they can't. Sometimes there is nowhere else to go. Brothers and sisters in Christ, is there just something in your life pressing against you, bothering you to the degree that you are today desperately seeking God for an answer? I'm not about to promise you a safe and secure plan like the stock markets will try to convince you of. I will not create a financial plan for you or recommend a particular insurance policy. I will not have an answer for your lack of beauty or popularity. Others will try to judge those things on examination and may get short-term results. But even the most powerful and wealthy of human beings will soon lose their grip on the trends that got them where they were. How silly to regard wealth or power or popularity as gods. And that is the point. Do not misspend your life devoted to this world in such a way as it becomes your god. For surely that is the only reason why you could possibly be so desperate in the first place. Rather, just as Jeremiah spoke the messages to his contemporaries of the Word of God, which could be faithfully received for all generations, so too do we hear it today and say, yes, I hear and I believe. We are in the minority, but we are a significant minority. If they can see the reality of God's Word back then and believe, so can we. They saw the beauty and wonder of the God of Moses and of Jeremiah. They confessed their sins and rejoiced in God's forgiveness for the sake of David's seed, Jesus. So rejoice with Jeremiah and rejoice with me. Beyond the disappointment and challenges of the world and that which besets us from within, beyond anxieties is security that is secure. The Son of God, the seed of David, offers us real security by bringing us the good news of our salvation through Jesus Christ. The certainty of everlasting life is bestowed upon us. We can rest securely because inside you and me is the peace which surpasses all understanding. May it keep your hearts and minds safely in the love of Christ Jesus our Lord, now and forevermore. Amen. You've been listening to Faith That Functions. The podcast of this program, as well as previous episodes, are available for download from our website, lutheranradio.co.uk. My name is Pastor Gordon Naumann. I serve a lovely congregation in Cardiff, Wales, and you can find us at stdavidcardiff.webs.com. Thank you for listening. If you want to hear more, then tune in next week as we again delve into the richness of God's Word in the next episode of Faith That Functions, where we will again find out what the text means not only for the audience of its time, but for the audience today, who Jesus was speaking to and still is. Let us discover together again the wisdom of Scripture. Let God remind you where you have gone wrong, but also remember that He won't leave you hanging in despair. He swiftly brings us the good news of the gospel. In other words, He reminds us again of what He did to save us, even though we sin time and time again. God bless you, and I look forward to speaking to you soon on Lutheran Radio UK.
Thank you for listening to Lutheran Radio UK. Check our program times online at lutheranradio.co.uk
and stay tuned.
All of our programs are broadcast on Greenwich Mean Time. Look up our website for the times in your region.